This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. A powerful quake aftershock in China sent residents running from possible floods. Soldiers blasted a rock slide in Sichuan province, hoping to ease the flooding threat. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Chengdu.
Chinese soldiers carried dynamite to the Tangjiashan Lake, where landslides had blocked the river and threatened downstream areas with possibly devastating floods. The official Xinhua news agency reported that the lake had accumulated 4.5 billion cubic feet of water. Thousands of residents in the area have been evacuated. Sunday's aftershock was centered on the border of Sichuan and Gansu provinces. It was the strongest since the May 12th earthquake. Disaster relief officials in Sichuan's Guangyuan city said that the aftershock toppled more than 70,000 homes, many of which were apparently already damaged by the initial quake. A total of around 8,000 aftershocks have rocked the area since May 12th.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Chengdu. The Chinese government now says the overall quake death toll is past 65,000. They expect it to hit 80,000. China has a strict one-child-per-family policy with very few exceptions. Those who break it face heavy fines. But now, in the aftermath, China's easing it. The government said today quake victims with children killed or severely injured can apply to have another child. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is headed back to New York today following his Myanmar mission. He was there to press the country's military government to open up to foreign aid workers. Ban also helped to raise money for aid. Countries offered more than $100 million, but the country previously known as Burma can't get the money unless the generals keep their word about letting aid workers in. Here in the States, it's been a deadly holiday weekend for the Midwest. Powerful storms packing tornadoes, hail, heavy rain killed at least 8 in Iowa and Minnesota. The storms followed several days of violent weather across the nation. Oklahoma and Kansas felt severe weather earlier this weekend. Out west, the weather in California has been good for firefighters. Some moist and cool weather has helped them get the upper hand on wildfires in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Nearly 4,000 acres burned. The tide turned when winds died down, which kept the fire from spreading. They had it mostly under control as of this morning. Quickly to sports in the NBA playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs bounced back to beat the LA Lakers last night. The Lakers led the Western Conference Finals 2-1. Tonight in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics visit the Detroit Pistons. Boston is up 2-1 in that series. Game 2 of the NHL's Stanley Cup Finals is also tonight. The Detroit Red Wings have a 1-0 lead over the Pittsburgh Penguins. New Zealand racer Scott Dixon won the Indy 500 Sunday. It's Dixon's first win at Indianapolis. Iraq's national soccer team is banned for a year. Soccer's governing bodies, FIFA, suspended the country's team today. This is after Iraq dissolved its Olympic Committee and national sports federations. That is a no-no for world soccer. FIFA says Iraq could still play, but only if Iraq reverses its move by Thursday. We'll have more sports later this hour, a conversation with friend of the BPP, Bill Wolf, in just a little bit. That is your news for now. When you're ready for more, it's online all the time, including national holidays, at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Somebody's bitter.
Just a little. I got away for the weekend. Saw the fam.
Thanks, Mark Garrison.